What I would like to do in the next day or two is to this morning I would like to go over. I'd like to go through the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, talk about the question of Pesach Halacha, and then we're going to go on to do Shomer Lepri. I'm assuming that the Bechina will wind up being something like the midterm will be going to the after the up until the Bori Minei Mizonos at the bottom, which we I couldn't push through it because we sort of dealt with chunks of it, and Reb Lichtenstein did a piece as well, but we'll leave it. You know, even if it's just Shaka Vataria, we'll leave that to the next time. So unless we're moving really quickly today and tomorrow, so I'm sorry. No, we don't. We don't. It will be next week. It will be next week, and I will probably give you, you know, 2 days of chazara, of shir time to do chazara, and next week. What? This week we are still having regular shir, and then there'll be a little break next week.
Are we doing the Pilpali
Sugya? Yeah, so we'll do Pilpalin and Zangeville. Okay. All right. So in the riff. In my riff, it's Samach Zayin, it's Samach Ches, and in your riff, it's probably those who don't have the Osar Hadar, it's Chafei Amid Beis. It's funny, this riff did not create a stir, but you can imagine what would happen if someone tried doing this to a Bavli, of changing the Shur Sadaf and the numbers, but putting in the old Tziyun in there. I think they would burn it. Well, his at least was, as opposed to this, which is no connection there, it was two dapim for each one.
Yeah,
that's
but
different.
You didn't figure that out.
Well,
you have to look
okay.
It took me a long time to figure out this cycle.
You're not most people.
So the Talmidei Rabbeinu write as follows. I'll read the start, the part that I didn't ask all of you to read. It's Samaches and the Osva Hadar. It's, I think, Chaf Hamid Bez or Chaf Hamid Al, I'm not sure, in the regular. It's a Dibar Mascho. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Tzlaf Shel Ola Zorikas Av Yonos Notelas HaKafrisen. Notice that here the gear says Notel, fine. Perish Tzlafu Ilan Katan V'nikra Ba'aravi Al Kapar. It's the caperberry bush. U'mneishu Katan Hayu Mesupakim Beishamayim Nidonoso Kamo Yerek. If Beishamay Safek, which is a little odd, is whether or not they thought it might be Yerek because it's very small. Okay. I wonder what they would say about a bonsai tree. I'm not sure. I'm sure you could do it with edible fruits too.
My question would be like blueberries. Blueberries grow on really low shrubs.
Not that low.
Yeah.
The ones that I picked. Hi, Mary. Your blueberry shrubs. When I've gone blueberry picking, these things have been 5-6 feet tall. But anyway, we don't pass like Beishamai, but that was Beishamai Safek.
According to
Danina Lake Yerek, Vahava Kilayim Bekaramel, and in Orla, Danina Lake Kilan, Vinogim Baba Orla, Beisil Omer, the Vada Ilan Husha, Sharashim Nisharim Baba Cholshana, Vigoda Baba Pri the Shana Heres, Vaino Noig Baba Ladin Orla Bilvad. Okay, so far straightforward, we pass like Beisilo. A tree is a tree is a tree. Uvitzlaf Yeshba Shlosha Minim, Tamaros of Yonah the Kafrisin. So there are three parts of the Tzlaf. Tamaros Heim Rakim, Kimo Lulave Gefanim. I don't know what Lulave Gefanim are like. I'd actually be curious. What? No, they're shoots. That's why I don't know exactly. No, grape leaves, I think, are edible because they make it like they wrap stuff. Yeah. But it's the shoots. But apparently they're very soft when they're young. So veruyin lachila v'avionos hu hapri atzmo. The avionos are the actual fruit. V'kafrisin hein shomer hapri. V'omrim shezehu haneit shelohem. She'omek tzaso agabe hapri. V'uroy lachila. And he says that I don't know what he means. And they say that this is the neitz that covers the pre partially. The neitz is the blossom normally. V'nechleku Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, Gabe Maser, Rabbi Eliezer Sever called Dainin and Leipri, Misaser, Tamaris, Avionis, Vekafrisin, Rabbi Akiva Sever, She Noeg Bo Maser, Elab Avionis Bovad, Vashar, Lonida Noso Kapri, Lolinian Maser, Velola Inyan Orla, the Rabba Mar came on a Rome, She Nechleku Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Eliezer, Lechumra, Rabbi Akiva, Lekula, Sebechutzlarts Nifso Kalocha Kedivre Mekel, Velonida Noso Kapri, Inyan Orla, Eloha Avionis Bovad, Now, just one ha'ara about this principle of kol hamekel baratz alachem asum chutz laaretz. I don't know if I said this in Shia this week. It was a point that Ayal and Shalom made. and it's worth reiterating, even though the principle, it sounds like, when you have a shita that's mekel Eretz Yisrael, we follow that shita lekula and chutz laretz. The funny thing in this particular case, with regards to Beis Shammai, where the Gemara, it was only Havami in the Gemara, is that Beis Shammai was not a mekel Eretz Yisrael. Beis Shammai was a mesupak in Eretz Yisrael and was machmir because of that. And then when it came to chutz laretz, Beis Shammai said in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be machmir you have to be machmir to treat tzlaf as a yerek in a kerem, because maybe tzlaf is not a tree, maybe it's not an ilan, maybe it's a yerek. So the end result of it is not that he's a mekel Beretz Yisrael, he's a machmir Beretz Yisrael. When you go to chutz laretz, it happens to be we don't follow Beis Shammai in Eretz Yisrael, but even if we did, we should follow Beis Hillel. Instead, the Gemara says, seems to understand the principle called a mekel Beretz Aretz halacha gemosa b'chutz laretz, almost as a principle within Orla, that Safek Orla is mutter in chutz laretz, no matter how remote the suffix is, and therefore if Beis Shammai was mesupak in Eretz Yisrael to treat tzlaf as a yerek l'chumra, that suffix remains in chutz laretz, that maybe tzlaf is a yerek, and therefore there should be no din of orla whatsoever by tzlaf in chutz laretz, even by the avionos. But that's a very big leap. It's no longer called hamekil ba'aretz halachah kamos chutz laretz. It's called suffix be'Eretz Yisrael is l'kula in chutz laretz. That's really what it boils down to. So ultimately we reject that. For a different reason. Because it's Beis Shammai, yes.
But we don't reject the principle.
Correct. Well,
maybe.
Right. I mean,
it's not clear that we reject the principle.
Yes. I'd leave it at that. Yeah?
This problem could be another proof of the Chai's position. Meaning, maybe they're not, by this point, they're not even speaking within Kalamekel Baretz, Alhafmoto, Futlaretz, and then you get rid of that problem.
No, the Gemara doesn't seem to reject Kalamekel Baretz.
No, but I'm saying they're not speaking within that or anything. Meaning, according
the Gemara concludes saying that Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, but Rabbi Yekiv b'makom Rabbi Eliezer is fine. So they're still working within Hamekel Baretz Halach Kamos. Let's read that first.
But I'm saying they don't bring that up. That could be another proof.
Why?
Because then you get rid of the problem that it doesn't work within Kol Hamekel Baretz Halach Kamos.
Why wouldn't it work? Even if you take Kalamekel... No.
It doesn't work with the chat. It doesn't work with the...
No, but with respect to the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva issue, that works in Mimanoshach. It works either Midin Safek or works Midin the literalness of the principle. Right. It's Rabbi Akiva. It's not even a Safek. No, I understand that. But even if you accept the Gemara's expanding Kalamekel from its literal rendering to a broader principle, any time there's a Safek in Eretz Yisrael, we pask in Lakula on that in Chutz Laretz. It should be for Rabbi Akiva that you're going to. In other words, it's going to work to pask in like Rabbi Akiva in Chutz Laretz. Right? I don't know why. In other words, that's not going to tell us to pask in like Rabbi Akiva in Eretz Yisrael, no matter how you read that principle. Right? If it's mitzad that Rabbi Akiva is the Mekel in Eretz Yisrael, well, he is a Mekel in Eretz Yisrael.
No,
that's true.
I know it's not going to tell us to pask in like Rabbi Akiva in Eretz Yisrael, but what we just said is that. It's a big leap from Kol Mekel Baretz Halacha Kamos Chutz Laretz to say that any time there's a suffix, will transfer it over there.
Okay.
So all I'm saying is that the Pshat and the Rif, what the Rif would say, you wouldn't have that problem. You wouldn't have that problem because he's saying that what they talk about with Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, they're not even talking about Kol Mekel Baretz Halacha Kamos Chutz Laretz. I'm not talking about what the Din ends up.
Okay, but why you say the riff? Everybody would. I'm not following this. Everybody agrees. Everybody would agree that that's called. What's specific about the riff? Let's read the riff. You're still thinking that when we're finished.
Just another point. That first part of the Talmid Rabbi Yehuda, that sounds like what you were saying. The pshat in the anonymous break that is when he says that. Meaning it's not an issue of whether it's a pre or not. It's an issue of whether we give it the dean of a pre.
I don't think so. I think he's no. I think he's reading against me. Lo nidan oso kepri. I think that it means it's. I don't. I know he uses that language, but. I think he's reading like the Gemara and like most Rishonim, that they are in fact saying the Machlokas is over whether it's a pri or not. That's how I would read it. Not in accordance with my position. Okay. Was there another question? Moshe had a question?
I was just curious as to whether when you say Chametz of Aretz, is it Halakha of Chametz of Aretz, is that the Chula or the Chuma? Because it would sound like it should be the Chuma.
Call it Mekel Baretz. Halacha kamas b'chutz laretz, meaning.
Meaning b'chutz laretz, it's the chum.
No.
For all that in.
Well, in other words, because we might think it's not a halacha at all b'chutz
laretz. What? No. It means. Let's take the example that the Rishonim used. There's a machlokas whether or not in Eretz Yisrael Ravai applies to Kerem or to Neta as well. Presumably that machlokas is true. If Ravai applies in Chutz Laretz, there's a machlokas of the same two people in Chutz Laretz, whether it's Kerem or whether it's Neta. So what we say is that even though in Eretz Yisrael we pask in Neta Ravai, in Chutz Laretz we're going to pask in Kerem Ravai. It's not a chumra that Kerem Ravai is Nohe. It's a kula that we don't make you do it by Neta. That's all. Okay. So now let's can I get a volunteer to read somebody to read the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah? Chaim, go ahead. V'tema. Let's read the riff for a second. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, we should have read the riff. Now go read the riff. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav.
Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav. Talaf shel orla zorekas av yonos velchelos akafrisin. Ravina ashkeche lamar bar Ravashi, dekaz zorek av yonos vekaachil kafras velchasa hachin.
Hilchasa hachin.
Vehilchasa hachin. The zorek es av yonos velchelos akafras.
Umid legabe. So you throw out the avionos, but you can eat the kafrisin.
Umid legabe orla lav prihu. Gabe bracha nami lav. Nami lav perahu. Veloma barachin an iluya bari priya eitz, ela bari priya dama.
Okay. So the riff says two interesting things. I should say, he says one interesting thing and he doesn't say one interesting thing. Let me say it one more time. He says one interesting thing, and interestingly enough, he doesn't say one thing. And what is the interesting thing that he says? Yes, Eyal? All right, he says that you do extrapolate the din to bracha, and since a kafras is not a pri, you make a bari pri hadama on it.
Fairly obvious.
I agree. I didn't say it's radical. I just said it's interesting.
Okay, can anybody argue? I can understand someone arguing you with the concept, but can anybody argue that the Gemara here is not seeing it that way?
Yeah, but of course.
I'm going to agree with Ezra. I'm in agreement with you right now. It's interesting because the other Bishamim are going to disagree, and part of his understanding where is the machlokas coming from.
Why is it obvious from the Gemara that you would transfer it to the
Rav? Because the Gemara constructs a kasha against Rav for meaning Brisa meaning Nitzpah. That's about bracha. Rav says it didn't by Orla.
Right.
The Brisa is a kasha for meaning Nitzpah, and then goes on to say Rav holds like a different Tana. That would imply that Bracha and Orla are tied together. That's a very reasonable, it's very reasonable in Maskana too.
Yeah, but Kol Meka Bar Tzalcha Kumoto Kuklar is just by Orla, just for the sake of Orla. Meaning the only reason we're saying it's not. Hold on.
What's the interesting, what's the act of commission by the Rith? Of omission by the Rith? What's the interesting omission? Michael? I'm sorry? He doesn't distinguish between Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael. If you hadn't learned the Gemara and you just read the Rif, you would assume that Kafrisin are Mutter and Eretz Yisrael as well. And that's a little interesting because the Maskana of the Gemara, we thought, was in fact that there's a distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Now, where did Rav Ashi live? You know, Rav says, the Rif interestingly omits something. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Tzlaf Shel Orla. How does the Gemara read? Someone turn back to the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Ah, the Rif doesn't say that. Now, further note of interest, which Rabbeinu Yonah does not make, but I think it's very, very important to make. The Rambam, too, omits any mention of Chutz Laretz. The Rambam seems to paskin straight up like Rabbi Akiva. What's that? I believe they're no Gersos otherwise. Now, The Rambam paskins that Kafrisin are mutter and that Avionis are aser. Period. It's quite interesting. The Rambam is
also not distinguishing between Aser and Mutter.
Right. I mean, that could just be a straight influence from the Rambam.
No, I don't buy it. Not if it's not a Shita. Not if it's not a Shita. The Rambam's derech is to quote the Gemara Ketzurasa. When the Rambam changes something in the citation of the Gemara and doesn't explain, doesn't qualify, that's a pretty strong argument. You can't argue silence in the Rambam when the Gemara doesn't talk about it then. But when the Gemara does talk about it, then you absolutely can argue from silence. And I'll point out to you in Hilchos Maaser Sheni and Netta Revai, the Rambam writes, I got to remember where this is, it's in Perek Tes, I think. Does anyone know? Is it Tes Ches? Where is that Rambam? Yud Gimel, I'm sorry. Perek Yud Alacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, he's talking about Stam Orla, and it's also talking about Revai. I should add that point to you. It's talking about Revai, and Revai, according to the Rambam, applies where? Only in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam writes, Nata Ilan V'chashav, 1 second. V'hatzlav chayi ba'orla v'avionos bovad alav ha'kafrisin mutaros. Period. End of discussion. And in fact, I'll point out to you in the next halacha, he writes, Anotei l'rabim b'soch sadeu chayi ba'orla sh'nemar netatem afilu l'rabim, even if it's planted for public usage. Ba'medver ma'mur b'Eretz Yisrael av ha'chutzal aretz potter. He knew that there was a place called Chutz Laaretz. He makes no mention of it in Halacha Gimel. He makes no mention of it in Halacha Gimel. So to say that the Rambam is following... What?
But what's the significance in
Dalin? He distinguishes between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz with regard to a particular din.
But
he doesn't say that in Halacha Gimel. Doesn't mention a word about it. It's very hard to argue. Very hard to argue about this point in the Rambam. And I think that we know Nosei Kalim simply right. He's simply right. You know, the Kesef Mishnah, strangely enough, doesn't even explain. He says that in Ketzah Mavarchem Masik Hilchasa Kamar Baravashi, the Zarekas Avionis Velchas Kafrisin. Yes, but Mar Baravashi lived in Bafel. David.
But if the Rambam doesn't consider Arla to be Arla and Chutz Laaretz at all, then this issue is moot.
He does have Arla and Chutz Laaretz. He doesn't have Revai in Chutz Laaretz. I'm just pointing out, it's in a context. This parak is talking about Eretz Yisrael for sure. You don't even need that comment. The next halacha, he makes a distinction between Chutz Laaretz and Eretz Yisrael.
Well,
so, how is he influenced by the Gonim? What do the Gonim hold?
The Gonim don't say anything about Chutz Laaretz either.
What do you mean? How do you know that?
From the halacha.
Yes, except for one thing. I'm sorry. You mean that that passage? Yes, the Hilchos Kamar Baravashi, the Zarek Hilchos Kafrisin. Yes, it's true. But where is that coming from? I am to think. By the way, I am to think that there is a tradition for whatever the reason. Whatever you do with the sugya, there's a very strong tradition, maybe in the Gonim, certainly in the Rambam, and most likely in the Rif at least as well, that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that we don't accept this distinction of the sugya. I don't know why, and I haven't seen any good explanation offered by it. Rabbeinu Yonah is sufficiently troubled, which is why he sort of twists the Rif. I might not be so disinclined to agree with Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, which we're going to read in a moment, if not for two factors. Number one, the Rambam paskins the way he does, which already leads you to believe, and that I think is absolutely crystal clear what the Rambam holds. And number two, when the Rif quotes the statement, if the Rif had only quoted Mar Baravashi, it would have been one thing. But the fact that he quotes the statement of Rav and omits the two words B'chutz Laaretz, that I think is somewhat striking. Ezra?
Going back for a second, this Gemara maybe is something I wanted to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
When Ravina said, the story with Ravina, and then he says, is he challenging? By saying that, is he challenging?
Yes, he's asking, why are you reading the Kafrisin? Why are you relying upon Rabbi Akiva? So then why didn't you go further?
But that's a way of him saying what you're doing is ridiculous. Is that the connotation? It seems to be, because Rashi makes the point.
Well, yes, he's saying you're being inconsistent. You either eat it all or you eat none of it.
but he's not challenging the opinion. He's not challenging the idea of. He's not challenging Rehud Amara. I thought in essence maybe you could say
he
that.
Is, but the maskan of the Gemara is that the reason why he didn't follow, the reason why Mar Rav Ashi didn't follow Beis Shammai is because Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel in a Mishnah, Rabbi Yekiv b'makom Rabbi Yosef Adi is Mishnah.
That's okay.
The Gemara answers that challenge.
That's the Gemara's way.
The Gemara's maskana. The Gemara's maskana is that Rabbi Yekiv b'makom Rabbi Eliezer Avdin and Kvasay Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel in a Mishnah.
The question is, did Ravina really have a Havamina that he could have, he would have been acting like Beit Shammai or not? I mean, was it just like, oh, why don't you just act like Beit Shammai? If there was a real Havamina that he would have been acting like Beit Shammai, then the only reason he would have...
No, but he was questioning, but I think he was questioning why would he be... He's questioning seriously, why are you following Rabbi Akiva Shita? See, it sounds like what he thought is that you shouldn't be able to eat the Kafrisan either. That you have to be machmir chutz laretz, like Rabbi Eliezer, and the response was no. There's a difference between you want to know why am I makel selectively. The answer is there's a good reason for making the selection. So, let's read in Rabbeinu Yonah. Go ahead, Chaim.
V'temahu lama satam devarav harif zal v'lo kasab perush zal shel orla b'chutz laretz. Shabbaparish nirad big mara sharav lo itir ella b'chutz laretz.
That's a funny expression. Shabbaparish nirad big mara. That's a contradiction in terms, right? It explicitly implies. Okay, that's what b'farish nirad means. Okay, go ahead. So hitir ella. That's a way of saying I think it's absolutely clear, but I think it's absolutely clear. Okay, go ahead.
Vistabo Memar Shakabna so Haisa Shafilu Barat Zarekas Avionos Valhel Sakafri Sin Umisayele Lahai Svara.
So those who think that the Rif holds really it applies in Eretz Yisrael. Umisayele Lahai Svara, and they want to prove it how Midam Rinan, go ahead.
Bisarhaki Ravina Ashkhela Mar Baravashi, the Kazarik Avionos Valhel Kafri Sin. Amar le kiman karabi akiva because sabris kol hamikel bar kol hamikel bar talacha kamoso b'chutz laretz the niyavid mar kibesh shamai the mekilin tefei shehem misufakin imhu min ilan o imhu min yerek vil did hu hava le safek orlo v'safek orlo chutz laretz yored v'lokeach. Uvivachalay yirenu locate.
Aval
the base hillel svirulahu, the ilanhu vehu vahavale vaday orla v'misa damrinan kala mekel bara talach kmosa b'chutz laretz imkain v'machlokas beis shamayu beis hillel no mar gamkain dalach kbeis shamay the mekilin tvei vavale safek orla vafilu ha'avionos atzman mutarin b'chutz laretz. Umadrinon hachi hashta, Rabbi Akiva b'mkom Rabbi Eliezer, da avdinon halacha kavasei. V'chal tarah kula.
Maybe, right? Uvei Shammai
b'mkom Beis Hillel, eina mishnah. Farshinon da hachi kamar. Beis Shammai b'mkom Beis Hillel.
I think you skip back. You just skip back a line. Oh, then I skipped a line. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Both can happen.
Beis Shammai b'mkom Beis Hillel eina mishnah v'lo nemar bo halacha.
V'lo nemar bo halacha.
Nemar bo halacha k'divrei ha-mekel. V'kevon she'eina mishnah klal lo nifso k'divrei Beis Shammai d'mekilin tvei. V'chihechi de Beis Shammai b'mkom Beis Hillel eina mishnah. Hachinami, Rabbi Eliezer, b'mkom Rabbi Akiva, ena mishne. Shadavar yadua, shalach k'Rabbi Akiva, mechaviro. V'achanami, yochata k'moso, t'lo have a pri, ela have yonos bilvad.
I believe that's not the correct girsa on Rabbi Akiva, if I'm not mistaken. It's halacha k'Rabbi mechaviro, v'lo mechavirov. Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, I think, afilo mechavirov. Is that right? Either way...
Afilo mechavirov.
Yeah.
In our case.
Yeah, well, okay. But now the truth is, I'm surprised they didn't, like, just take the hammer to the nail in the coffin, just say that Rabbi Eliezer is a Shammaite, so why would we follow him? But what's interesting here, so the first approach is to have a very funny, strained reading, strained, because he's going to say it's strained, he's right, reading of the Gemara, that the maskana of the Gemara is, in fact, that we're passing like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Eliezer. But our Gemara certainly does not say Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. And even if Rabbi Eliezer is somewhat of a peripheral shita, he's not so peripheral as to say Rabbi Eliezer b'makom so-and-so ain't a Mishnah. Now, a couple of points are in order here of sort of general background to this. Rule number one, ein lemei de min haklalos. You're supposed to laugh, guys. you're either asleep or didn't get it. Okay. Rule number two is there are various, or fact number two, there are various siddarim of psak halacha that Gemara offers that you should be aware of. One of them is the klal we just mentioned, which is halachic Rabbi Akiva mechavero, Rabbi mechavero. I believe it's a Rabbi Akiva fila mechavero. There is another general, a couple of other points in terms of general trends. Number one is
always in the Gemara.
What?
These are always in the Gemara, right? You'll find it in my Mishnah.
No, the only thing you find occasionally in two or three places in Jas is halacha kidvarav, which we don't pass like anyway. At least not as a matter of rule. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't.
What kind of amaram are we talking about? Are we dealing with, like, is this going to be something left to later amaram or to like Abaye and Rava time?
To formulate these klalim? Yeah. Some of them are Amoraic. I don't know if all of them are Amoraic or not, but some of them certainly are Amoraic. Many of the observations, certainly about trends in Tanayim, are actually made by the Amoraim, not by the Stam of the Gemara. So I don't remember. I have to look in Erevin, but the Gemara I'm going to point to in Erevin is that of the four major Tanayim, who were the four major Tanayim of Usha? For those who don't, okay, let me just make this statement. There are three generations generally among Tanayim. There's the generation of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, which sort of spans the Chorban a little bit. We don't know exactly who these people are. The last members of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, respectively, are probably Rabbi Beis Shammai, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yoshua. The second major generation clump, that we do count within generation, I'm just counting three clusters, are the Tanaim of Yavne, okay, beginning with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and then Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Tarfon, from Elizabeth ben Azariah, among the more famous ones. And then the last, after the center of gravity, post the Hadrianic persecutions and the Bar Kokhba revolt, shifts to the Galilee. So we often refer to them as the Tanaim of Usha. The Sanhedrin may have moved around in many places, but they were in the Galilee. But we often refer to that as Dor Usha, and it's in that time the Mishnah is itself actually is redacted. And among the who were the four major Tanaim of Usha?
Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi.
I won't take guesses.
Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not guessing.
Okay.
Three are Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda.
That's correct.
The last is Rabbi Yossi. Oh, no.
Did I guess it?
Well, he's a Bar Plugta, Rabbi Yehuda.
That's correct. So we have Rabbi Meir, whose father's name I think we don't know. We have Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Stam Rabbi Shimon. We have Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, whose father we do know also. I'm assuming it's his father who's involved in the Yavne stuff. Not a major figure, minor figure. And then finally, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chalafta. In case you see Rabbi Yosef referred to Abba Chalafta, that means my father Chalafta. Okay? Now, Rabbi Yosef is the most powerful of the Tanaim in terms of the Pesach Halacha. He's not the most commonly mentioned Tana in the Mishnah is?
Rabbi Yehuda.
Good. Rabbi Yehuda is the far most common. Probably the most commonly cited Tana in the Mishnah is?
What do you mean cited?
Cited even not by name is Rabbi Meir.
Rabbi Meir.
Rabbi Meir. Yes. The reason why Rabbi Meir appears far less frequently than Yehuda is because he is the fact that he's the Stam Tana is in fact reflected in the data, and this is something that was known. You know, Neusner aside, this is something that was known to the early Amoraim and explicated clearly, rationally, lucidly by the early Amoraim. Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. That is very clear from many different points of data. Forget it, because whatever. What's that? I will. Rabbi, so Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the usually the anonymous opinion, not always. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli is the most common name mentioned there, and very commonly a Bar Plug. These four will argue with each other. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is a little less common, but still pretty common. And finally, the rarest of the four, I believe, is Rabbi Yosef Bar Chalafta. Rabbi Yose Bar Chalavta, the Gemara says, is the halacha is always like him because nimuko imo, which means his reasoning or his logic is with him. And when you see, there are always exceptions. That's why I say in lemeidim menach klalos is one of the rules. But among the general rules formulated in terms of psak, when you see a Rabbi Yose opinion, you could bet probably 9 out of 10 times when his name appears, the psak halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yose. Second down in the rankings is Rabbi Yehuda. A third is Rabbi Shimon, and the last is Rabbi Meir. The Gemara in Eiruvin, Daf Yud Gimel, that ranking, by the way, is found, I think, in Eiruvin, Daf Mem Vav or something. I remember someone told me once recently they had a ranking of the top 10 Gedolim, you know, of some poll, you know, in the internet, and some names appeared, there were Mamashu Amaratzim, which just goes to show you what people know. But in this case, when the Gemara gives its rank, I mean, Mamish, when I say Shalom Amaratzim, I don't mean, you know, I don't mean, you know, I don't mean people who mamish lasholi adam ben yimino smolo, you know, and I don't know if a himo rabbo was there, but the rule is here: if you take an 18-year-old and you send it to Israel, and he grew up in modern Orthodox suburbia somewhere, I won't pick the town, and you send him to Israel, and he's learned 3 psukim, and then he sees someone who's learned 6 psukim, he thinks that person's the gadol hador. So anyway. But seriously, the Gemara's rankings were serious rankings, and if you made it onto that list, you were in pretty good company. If you made it into the Mishnah, generally you were in pretty good company, unless it was, you know, unless you were, you know, Hugris Ben Levi, or whoever was the guy who wouldn't teach people how to write the Shemos, you know. No, I'm not talking. What's that?
His name was Bar Kamsara.
He was the one who wrote with the four. Yes. Okay, so unless you're him, if you made it into the Mishnah, you usually must have been pretty cautious. Anyway, so that's one hierarchy. The other piece that should be relevant in this context is the Rabbi, if you look in the Gemara Nid on the first parak, where basically Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't let them paskin in a certain way like Rabbi Eliezer about the Arba Nashim who had died in Shatan when he was alive, because he was afraid they would be drawn after Rabbi Eliezer. But after he died, they turned around to paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. But generally speaking, we rarely paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Not never, but rarely. Rabbi Meir's at the bottom of the fourth Tanam of Usha. The Gemara, Rosh Hashanah always quotes the Gemara in, there's a little bit of a polemic in this. I don't necessarily subscribe to the polemic, but I'll quote it anyway, which is the Gemara in Eiruvin says that, you know, Rabbi Meir was so brilliant in his arguments that he could argue both sides of the coin, they could never tell which one was right, and he had a Talmud whose name was Simchas, who could give you 49 reasons Latar and 49 reasons Latame. So the reason we don't pass like Rabbi Meir is because he was so brilliant in Svara. Okay? So there is obviously, the Gemara says what it says, and the question of how you extrapolate from that is a different question. But my Rebbe has a certain particular shita, and certainly the angle, the prism through which the Gemara is read, and it's not that it's an illegitimate prism, but the sort of emphasis in reading that Gemara is reflective of a certain shita. And you know, it's in a sense boils down to Sinai versus Oker Harim. Which the Gemara does paskin Sinai, by the way, just point that out. So that's the fourth Tanaim of Usha. Rabbi Eliezer, however, you realize it was somewhat of a peripheral shita. He's a peripheral shita for 2 reasons. Number one, he's the Shamuti, which I'm going to assume like Tosus and Ida, that means he's a follower of Shammai. Not that he was excommunicated, but he was. Tosus doesn't like it because they say that he wasn't really excommunicated. It just says Uberchuhu. It doesn't say Viniduhu. I think that's drush. I suspect that many of Tosus's contemporaries or the many other Rishonim did not agree with that. They understood that they excommunicated Rabbi Eliezer. So that also made his shitas somewhat peripheral. So in the context of our Gemara, it would not be shocking to paskin like Rabbi Akiva over Rabbi Eliezer, but it should be pointed out, our Gemara doesn't exactly say that, and that's where Rabbeinu Yonah is about to go off on this approach. But the suggestion that he's quoting for the Rif is that the Rif is paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and he's basically analogizing that just like Beishamei b'makom Beisil ain a Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer b'makom Rabbi Akiva ain a Mishnah. And that's a statement the Gemara does not make, as far as I know, anywhere, and certainly didn't make in this context. In other words, Rabbi Akiva b'makom Rabbi Eliezer avdinan kvasei. In other words, how did you read that statement, avdinan kvasei? No, Avdina Kvasev, we might do like him. In other words, it doesn't mean we always, it's not meant to say that we always pass that we keep our relizer. It's meant to contrast it to Beisham and Makom Beisil. In a Mishnah, that's a sheet that you cannot rely upon. Rabbi Akiva, Makom Rabbi Lezer, Avdina Kvasev, you might rely upon that.
Yeah,
It's not that that's the way you paskim, you might rely upon that.
And therefore, in
chutz laretz, you can say, kol amikol baretz halacha gemosa b'chutz laretz. So, if that's the case, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, continue, v'nimsa. Chaim, go ahead, you're up. It's a new paragraph, at least, if you know this.
Oh, okay, fine. V'nimsa l'pum maskana, v'shmaisa
Is that the old Ozvahadar?
It's the, yeah, I guess.
I see. Now I understand. It's the first generation of Ozvahadar. Got it. Okay, now I understand. Okay. I'm sorry? The old generation? As well? No. I don't know.
Collector's item.
Right. Vinimsa. Vinimsa. Vinimsa.
Vinimsa la pumas kana. The shmaisa del chasa karabi akiva.
No, whoa, you just mangled that. Vinimsa la fumaskana de shmaisa. The hilchasa karabi akiva. We pass like Rabbi Akiva then. The Rif says, we pass like Rabbi Akiva across the board. No exceptions.
Shamar she'eno nikra pri ela avionos bilvad. Bafilu baretz zorekas avionos bochel sakafras. Kedivri Rabbi Akiva. Vilfichach lokas avarif azal bechutzal aretz.
I have to say, that's very appealing reading. However, he says,
Vilfichach lokas avarif azal bechutzal aretz vein zoraya klal.
The Gemara is not a raya. At that point, I think he's right. Ha'inzo raya klal. The Gemara is not a raya that you should pass like Rabbi Akiva all the time. Why? Shekach.
Shekachu ikar aperish. Beishamai b'mkom beisilel. Eino mishna. V'chevon she'eino mishna klal. Lo ne'amar b'zeh. Kolam mikel baretz halacha k'mosa b'chutz laretz.
Shem kein
nimtzinu. Osin b'chutz la'aretz k'dei rei b'shamay sh'mekilim v'ayinu osim shalo k'alacha k'ivon sh'b'shamay b'mkom b'shil eina mishne aval Rabbi Akiva b'mkom Rabbi Eliezer mishneh.
It's mishnah, by the way. If you're going to read mishnah, so you can get a bit. If you're going to read with the accent on the end, then you got to read with the proper vocalization.
I'm not sure what to read there.
Mishnah.
Okay. Mishnahi v'lo od. Ela da alacha karabi akiva mechaviro. Uvezel lo nuchal lomar kol amikel.
Give me an origin. Keep going.
Lo nuchal. Uvezel nuchal lomar kol amikel baret halach kmosa b'chutz laretz. V'nifsak halacha b'chutz laretz l'kula ali bad rabi akiva. Shaddai shenifsak halacha karabi alezer baret l'chumra. Aval lo ba l'chus shalai alacha karabi alezer klal. Vafilu baretz. The afal gav the alacha karabi akiva mechaviro hani mili kishcholek im yachid ve'in lo shum siyua. Aval hacha brisa misayel loy. D'tanya al minei nitzpa al alim val tamaros omer bari priadama. Al avinos v'ala kafras omer bari priayitz. The alma mashma dafilu ha kafras v'tamaros nikroim pri kedas rabbi Eliezer. Became on the brisa Messiah lay the Rabbi Eliezer, daikish nifso kalacha Rabbi Akiva b'chutz laretz. Bilvad mitam de chol hamikel baretz halacha k'mosa b'chutz laretz. Aval baretz iye halacha Rabbi Eliezer lechumra.
Lechumra.
Venidona so
Kipri Baaretz.
Baaretz.
No, Baaretz. Baaretz Avdina and Karabi Akiva Lakula. Okay, it's just a couple things. Firstly, it is Rabbi Akiva Mechave Rav. It's Rabbi Yose Mechave Rav. Okay, the Gemara here has Halacha Karabi Akiva Mechave Rav, Karabi Yose Mechave Rav, Ucharabi Mechave Rav. And then they quote other statements which are as follows. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ramei Rabbi Huda Halacha Karabi Huda. Rabbi Huda Rabbi Yose Halacha Karabi Yose. And then Rabasi also says this is Membavim base. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Halacha Rabbi Yosef, and then Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so basically, Rabbi Yehuda is outranked only Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Meir is outranked by everybody.
That's
Erev Membavim base. Both pieces are there. Rabbi Akiva and Chavei Rav. So the Rabbi Yonah has to be a little tortured here to say, you know, we're going to pass like Rabbi Eliezer here because he has a brisa which supports him. What's strange about that? What?
You don't need the brisa.
Well, it's Tanaim, right? And besides which, that might be Rabbi Eliezer's opinion if you believe some of the Rishonim, right? So just because he has this Avraisa, which is Rabbi Eliezer anonymously, that's not a Siyua. What's that? Yeah, that, aside from that, yes. Because they're Tanoim, unless it's a Stam Mishnah which teaches you Psak, the existence of a Brisa somewhere doesn't constitute a Siyua to a Tana. So that's an interesting claim that most of the Rishonim don't, you know, the Ramban certainly doesn't want to say, the Ritva, you know, Alderech HaDilma avoid saying it, that in fact Tana, that Brisa is Rabbi Eliezer. We suggested the possibility there being another Brisa. You might claim that Rabbeinu Yonah is reading that way. It could be. It could be that he's saying that. It's just it's still chalish. A stam mishnah is a raya. A stam brisa is improved. In fact, that there's another person.
Yeah.
What?
Because that gets rid of the klal of Rabbi Yehuda.
No, that's these Rabbi.
In other words, you gotta. It's possible, but it seems to me, you know, having it anonymous, unless it's an anonymous in the context of authority, doesn't add any weight to the other side. The Gemara doesn't abhors a vacuum. So to count this as two opinions against one is unlikely, I think. It's possible. Okay. V'al-Karachan, so no, therefore no. We have no choice but to say what?
If on the Mimar, Shekavanas Arif, Zal-Aloi Zal-Atir, Afilu Barat Yisrael, the Kivan Sherav Lo-Amar, Ela Bechutz-Laret, Heach Yachol Ha-Kel V'Atir B'Shem Rav, Mashu lo haya matir.
Okay, so how can you permit? We like Rav so much, we're going to follow him in Eretz Yisrael. Rav didn't permit in Eretz Yisrael.
V'efshar shemitnei shevi hamas said the Rav Ashi shaya b'chutz laaretz lo hutrach l'fresh yoter.
So the argument. This is an interesting argument that the Rif did not bother to mention chutz laaretz because he cites the story of Ravina finding Mar Bar Avashi eating the Kafrisim. And since that took place in Chutz La'aretz, so therefore one wants to argue that the din only apply, that therefore the Rif doesn't have to spell out that we're living in the Chutz La'aretz, because the story is in Chutz La'aretz.
Is there another case of Mitzias where the Rif quotes the Mitzias and then so same?
I only wish I could say I have such Bekias in the Rif. I'd be betting, if I were a betting man, I'd be betting against Rabbeinu Yonah on this. I find it to be, it is interesting that the Rif chooses to quote the story, but the truth is he chooses to quote the sort of the apodictic parts of the story as opposed to all the Shach Levitaria, of the Sugya. I find it fairly odd that the Rif should rely upon this. If I'm with the Rif and I wanted to save words, I would have just said, I would say the B'chutz La'aretz, and that would have been the end of the discussion. Okay, so I have to tell you, I'm still puzzled. And I didn't notice any other Gersos. Some of you have it now, can check. Any other Gersos in this Maskan of the Sugya? When I say the Maskan of the Sugya, I mean Beisham Bemakom Esolim Mishnah, or Rabbi Kiva Makom Blesar Dinik Vasei. I didn't recall any Gersos that suggested, you know, the reading of the Rif and the Rambam. But I think it's pretty clear. I'm not going to say about the Gonam. I think it's pretty clear that the Rif and the Rambam search of the explicit hold. Notice that my virtually explicit. That's near Beferish. But the Rambam is virtually explicit that the din is applied even in Eretz Yisrael, and that they're paskin like Rabbi Akiva, which would be a perfectly logical psak. It just seems to be ignoring the sugya. It's almost and the only thing I could say, again, I don't know. It's so hard to explain why. You're going to say he's paskin like Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. He paskin like Rabbi Akiva by Masros against Rabbi Lezer. Yeah, but that's in Eretz Yisrael. So, you know, but the fact is that it's difficult. I don't know why. There's something missing, a piece missing, but none of the Rishonim have identified it. And if there's another Sugya and Shas somewhere that would make it much clearer, that would be wonderful. I just don't know where it is.
The past thing that's the Stam, like what the Stam has done till now.
Yeah, but the problem is that there's nothing in favor of the alternative position. In other words, if there were another Sugya, I would accept that. Unless it's an ukimta dechuka of the Stam, you know, almost al derech dechia, I have no reason to assume the Rambam isn't going to accept it. The fact is, in this case, you had an Amora who said, you had Rav who said that this was the din. Forget whatever the reason why. Rav said that this was the din. I'm surprised that the Rambam doesn't pass the limit. Now, there is, truth be told, there's a Yerushalmi. You saw the Yerushalmi? When there's a machlokes over Kafrisin whether or not they did a Rishon or Lepre. And the mashmos of that machlokas might be, it seems to be, it's not explicit that it's a machlokas, but it seems to be. Shmuel says the Kafrisin, I think, are Shomer Lepre. And Rav told his Talmidim, when your wives cook the stuff, make sure to remove the Bitisa. What's the Bitisa?
Plant with 100,000 names.
Yeah, it is the plant with 100,000 names. From the Bavli, the word Bitisa refers to the Priya Vitzlaf, the Aviona. Okay, assuming that this is pure torture, right? You know, Tzlaf, okay. Yeah. That's the entire Bechina.
You come up with more names for Tzlaf than for Shulayim.
So the Yushalmi says that you throw him to throw out the Bitisa, which is the Avion, but you could keep the Kafrisin. And the Yushalmi there makes no distinction whatsoever between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. It records no such notion. If one wanted to be extremely speculative, and there's no basis to saying this, and therefore it's wrong, but I'll just point that anyway, you could wonder if, firstly, you'd wonder if they didn't have a girsa, is it possible even, of the words Bechutzalar, it's in Rav's statement.
They meaning the Riff.
The Riff and the Rambam. And if those words weren't there, the stomach is working with it, yeah. That's why it's virtually impossible, yes. So that really doesn't work. He quotes Rav. So I'd be more inclined to think that they're thinking in Yerushalmi terms, the combination of Rabbi Akiva being someone you should pass like against Rabbi Eliezer, combined with the fact that of the Yerushalmi, maybe that's what pushes them over the edge. I don't know. But in the Yerushalmi, it certainly sounds like if the Kafris is not a Shomer Lepre, that's the Machlokas in the Yerushalmi. But if you hold like Rav, the Kafris is not a Shomer Lepre, then only the Aviyona has to be thrown away. The Kafris can be. And in the Yerushalmi, while granted it's quoting Rav, who lived in Bavel, the Yerushalmi is in Eretz Yisrael and makes no distinction, maybe that's where they got it from. I don't know. It's very puzzling.
In the Yerushalmi, it's Ravuna Hanuna who ordered that. Rav, it just says, Rav Mefaked Le'ilin.
Wait, I don't have Yushalmi in front of me. No. Eyal, there's two statements, two different people, both Rav. Whatever Rav was Mefaked is the same thing Rav Huna was Mefaked. I don't think so. I think what it is, I'm not sure what the Aleph Taf Yud is, but maybe the name of a group of people. Rav Mefakli and the Bay Rav Ati or whatever, something like that. Rav Hanun Hamnu Mefakli Lechavraya. They both told the following. Tevon Mefaklin Linshecho and Kadhino and Kafshin. That's what I assumed it is. In other words, both Rav. I mean, that's unfortunately. No. The Elaine is to those. It's sometimes hard to tell in the Yerushalmi, but I believe both of them. So bottom line is that's the best thing I can say as to where they'd be coming from. It's puzzling, and I haven't looked at all the Mefarshim on the Rambam, but at least on the Daf, what's printed on the page in the Rambam, nobody seems to be bothered by this basic problem. Why did the Rambam ignore the Maskan of the Sigur? Ben Yon at least jumps all over the Rift. Jeremy?
We said that, but it can't be the term Chutz Aretz because the Gemara discusses that.
Right.
How do we know they had that as well? So if you take out the Benema Halacha Rabbi Akiva.
Look, I could have seen, if enough of the Shachal and Tari of the Gemara, I could have seen that the words Bechutz Aretz were sort of a retrojection that got put in after the story of. In other words, if it hadn't been for the first Gemara's discussion, if you just had Ravina and Mar Baravashi, I might have said the following, that the Rav had said, Zorik es avionos v'ochel es kafrisim, which, by the way, is consistent with Rav in the Yerushalmi. Okay, then I would have said that Ravina, the story happened with Ravina and Ravashi, and they were working on the principle, halacha kol amekel baretz halacha kamos b'chutz laretz, and Rav had not said b'chutz laretz, but that was sort of worked back into the sugya. But from the stem of the Gemara's discussion that encounters Rav and why Rav said the way he did, it's clear the nusach they had in Rav's memra included Bechutz Laretz. So there's no way to assume that, and I believe it's in all the Kisvayad. So it's not like, if it weren't in the Kisvayad, some of the Kisvayad, I'd be inclined to say the Rav and the Rif had that and they were sort of reading in the layered approach. But it's there. So the best I can say is that in the Rav and the Yushalmi differs. Rav and the Yushalmi take out b'chutz la'aretz, and the statement in the Bavli works with that. But clearly the nusach they had in Bavel, unless you argue the nusach is even later, is influenced by the Ravina Amar Baravashi story. I can't, you know, but still the Rif and the Ramam should be discounting that, because the bottom line is the Rif and the Ramam should have in their Gersa, or in the Shakla Vitari of the Gemara before you get to Ravina Amar Baravashi, should have a chutz la'aretz. So, yes, there's Yerushalmi against this. Yes, it makes a lot of sense to Paschal like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Eliezer. It's strange because Rav says b'chutz la'aretz, and you know the Rif takes half a loaf. I don't quite understand why. It is okay. Now on the last point, which is the question of bracha. So here you actually have multiple opinions, more than one opinion than Rishonim. What are the possibilities? I think the three possibilities. Okay, so actually four possibilities. Now four shittas and Rishonim you could have about what bracha you make in Kafrisin. Two of them are the same, but for different reasons. So you could have Boi Pri Hadama everywhere for two possible reasons. One, the way the Rambam paskins, you make a Boi Pri Adama on Kafrisin. Why does the Rambam paskin you make a Boi Pri Adama on Kafrisin?
Rabbi Akiva.
Because he paskins like Rabbi Akiva. It's a vegetable everywhere. It's not a fruit everywhere. It's a non-fruit everywhere. You could also paskin that it's a Boi Pri Adama, the way some Rishonim are paskin, because it's a Safek. So, Lagabe Oron L'Neretz Yisrael Yimachmer, Lagabe Oron L'Chutz L'Aretz Yimekin, Lagabe Bracha, it's a Safek Bracha, Bari Pri, it's Bari Pri Adama, you make a Bari Pri Adama. So it's the same position, but for two very different reasons. One Midin Vada, one Midin Safek. Possibility three, which I don't think I've found yet, is to say, but it's very appealing nonetheless, maybe some, I thought I had found it, but I can't find it now, is that you make a Bari Pri Adama, Chutz L'Aretz, and a Bari Pri Adama, Eretz Yisrael.
The rush mentions the thing. No, the rush extrapolates.
Yeah, he extrapolates from what he's saying, and I think he rejects it.
Oh, does somebody actually say that? Because that's very cool. What do you do with that shita? How do you conceptually view that shita? And let me tell you, the other one, Boi Pri Eitz, in both places is also a little bit hard to understand. I mean, I understand, but why would you make a Boi? How could you not have Orla on it but make a Boi Pri Eitz and Chutz La'aretz?
Because you make it by Orla, not by anything else. Well, you take the Mekel position.
Okay, but that means that says that we're really not treating it as a safek. Right. But that's bizarre.
Would that have enough?
The whole of Akeros in general, and the Chutz La'aretz in there. So is if Lagabe Orla.
No.
Does that affect Orla in general, Chutz La'aretz? Okay. Or?
No, this is an unusual case. Normally, Orla applies in Chutz La'aretz. Oh, and the answer is no. Safek Orla, you still make a Bar Pri'etz on. Even though you can eat in Chutz La'aretz, you make a Bar Pri'etz. That there's no question about. I hear what you're saying. Well, the Rama's position makes a lot of sense, right? For the Rama, it makes a lot of sense. You want to say, no. Time out. I'm going to put a time out. What you're saying, it sounds so nice superficially. When you dig down, it actually doesn't work. Let me tell you why. You're arguing that the only reason we're makel on the Orla Chutz La'aretz is because kol ha-makel, right? Maybe you didn't say this, but you could say that it's a safek Orla Chutz La'aretz is mutter. That's the din. I mean, okay. Fine. So, but what does it mean, Kalam? Why you?
Hamekel, and therefore we accept Rabbi Akiva's position that we treat it like a pre for Orla.
We don't.
I mean, we don't treat it as a pre for the sake of Orla.
Yeah, I know, but if it's not
only for the sake of Orla, you don't have the kala kol hamekel v'aslav kontol v'chutzaris by bracha. You don't. By bracha, it's all the same. The only thing we're talking about is Orla.
Yeah, but how could you be mekel? How can you make a Bari Priya 8 on this thing? On the basis of the fact that you're saying it's not the fruit of a tree. And that's because if it's a regular Safek Orla, this is where I thought you were going, Moshe. A regular Safek Orla, the reason why you make a Bari Priya 8 on it is not because it's a Safek whether it's a fruit or not a fruit. It's a Safek whether it's a fruit of Orla or a fruit not of Orla. But here, the Safek is whether or not it's a fruit.
I think I'm thinking along with what Eyal is saying. We're not talking about whether it's a fruit or not. We're talking about whether it's Orla,
no, but it itself. Is the Orla is solely dependent whether you regard this as pre. This Safek Orla, as opposed to most Safekas of Orla, is not whether or not this is Orla, it's whether or not this is a pre.
We know it's Orla. I mean, we know it's.
You from know it's year. From an orla, right? The year of orla, and from a, and from a vineyard that, or whatever it is that's orla. The only shyness is called a pri. If I want to eat the leaves of an orla tree, that's okay. If I want to eat the wood of an orla tree, it's okay. I can't eat the pre of an orla tree. So the shyness is this called a pre?
But see, if you start from the other way around, from the other side, and say, well, if we agree that it's a pre, then A, of course we can make very, very eight, and B, then we simply ask the question, is it chayav orla in chutzlars?
But we don't know it's a pre.
No, I understand that.
Look, there's something incongruous about being mekel on orla and being—I don't know if you want to call it a chumrah on the bracha, but being mezalzel on the, you know, in the, but saying the bracha we're going to treat it as a fruit, you know, a more narrowly constricted bracha, a more specialized bracha. But like, orla, yeah, you can eat it, not a fruit. It's something strange. I would expect. I mean,
the whole idea of calling mekel bar itself a part of a chutzlar is not
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's not an inherent contradiction.
Here, there's never going to be an inherent contradiction because you're throwing it away, so you're not going to be making it broken.
Anyway, it strikes me as a little bit odd position. The funny position really interests me. Is it there, Shlomo?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't say the gonim say. He says the gonim say you say bar pi adamah, and he says it doesn't make sense. He says in a second. He seems to be assuming that the only thing that you make, there is a chiluk in the bracha, and Eretz Yisrael you say eight, in chutzaris you make an adama, and he says that's ridiculous. You should make a chiluk in the bracha.
I want to read that. I'll have to read that again, but. I'll allow for that possibility, just so we can play fun with that. I know it's not usually my style.
Well, yeah, I don't think they got one to say that.
That's okay.
He's reading it.
But it was it's a possibility. so, what does that what does that possibility suggest?
That not only halacha kamoso bespakeos, but halacha kamoso just across, it just becomes a pan-halachic idea of this halacha kamoso as a lechatchila in chutzlaretz that it's not a pri and that it's
Eitan?
Could the fact that the kafrisin is, you know, something edible from a tree, but at the same time it's not fully developed, come into play in all this?
But it shouldn't be different between Eretz Yisrael and chutzlaretz.
But I'm thinking more about for it being considered a pri but not taking orla on it. I mean, maybe perhaps orla needs to take it on something that's fully developed, but
yeah, but kafrisin are fully developed for kafrisin.
But they're not fully developed for a fruit of a solid plant.
Yes. We'll leave that. Put that. That's not going to explain this. We'll discuss that tomorrow when we talk about Shomer Lepre. We'll talk about that then.
But isn't that what makes this whole sugya so complicated? Is the fact that you have four different stages of the same thing?
Yes.
So.
We'll talk about that tomorrow when we deal with Shomer Lepre. Okay, we'll talk about that. But what would the possibility of making, having the same thing, being in Eretz Yisrael, making one bracha and chutz another bracha?
Are we doing questions today?
Yes, I'll stop in a moment. So nobody's gonna tell me an answer.
What do you mean? We'll see.
What does it mean that you make a bari pri eitz on this fruit in Eretz Yisrael, on the very same identical botanical thing? Entity, you make a bari pri adamah chutz laretz.
Where you eat it.
Do you assume that bracha is a right to the
not where you eat it, because if I carry it into Eretz Yisrael, I'll still make the same bari pri adamah. So I'll be in Eretz Yisrael with two fruits, this kafras, this kafras. One guy makes adamah, one guy makes eitz.
Yeah.
If it's the purpose of it.
Sorry? I said that today in my shiur in Orla. You know, nobody imports it. You can't, you can't bring to Eretz Yisrael from chutz laretz anymore, because it won't get through customs. But yes, you have to take the money. Okay? Anyway, I'm sorry. It's
you. Grow it for its.
You grow for the same purposes in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. So I mean, you can think about that for tomorrow. I'll take questions now, but okay.